Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are continuing with the chapter on striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we start the different ahadith that show what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those people that strive out in His path, what Allah Pak has got prepared for them, what they have in store for them for striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming shaheed, being martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأيت الليلة رجلين أتياني فصعدا بالشجرة فأدخلاني دارا هي أحسن وأفضل لم أرى قط أحسن منها. حضرت سمرة رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I had seen in a dream two people coming to me. So I seen two men coming to me in a dream, and we climbed a tree together. We climbed this tree together. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing in a dream that two men are coming to him, and we are climbing this tree together. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they had entered me into a palace, such a palace that was most beautiful and most magnificent. I have never seen anything like that before. Remember something, that the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam are not like our dreams. Their dreams are 100% true. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being shown here is actually the palace of a certain person. The hadith goes on to explain who it is. So yeah, this is 100% true. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's such a beautiful, such a magnificent palace. I have not seen anything like this before. Qala amma hadhihi dar fadaru shuhada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that this palace is the palace of the shuhada, those people that become martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you think that, for example, a resort comes up, a very fancy resort comes up in Dubai, and the most highest dignitary is taken to see it, obviously if a resort, a big resort, will have different levels. It will have the levels that are a little bit cheaper, then you'll have a little bit of a higher class, then you'll get the higher standard, the platinum class. So when a dignitary is taken, then he's taken to see in the highest class, taken for a tour to see the best. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken for a tour. So he is now been shown the best of Jannah. So this tour Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, he's been shown now what the shuhada will be given. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing like the dignitary that is being now taken to see it, and he's seeing the palace of the shuhada. He's saying, I haven't seen anything as magnificent and as beautiful as this. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store for a person that becomes shaheed. And Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Umma Rubay' bint al-Bara wa hiya Ummu Haritha ibn Suraqa أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت يا رسول الله ألا تحدثني عن حارثة وكان قتل يوم بدر. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه says that ربيع بنت البراء, she was the mother of حارثة ابن سراقة. So the mother had come, the mother's name was ربيع, although this hadith says أم الربيع, her real name was actually ربيع. So this ربيع بنت البراء رضي الله تعالى عنها, she was the mother of Ummu Haritha. She was the mother of Haritha ibn Suraqa. So she was known as Ummu Haritha ibn Suraqa also. So wahiya, she was the mother of Haritha. So the mother of Haritha radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Haritha was martyred in the battle of Badr. So now the mother is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Picture this. The son had been martyred. The mother is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She's saying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would you not inform me about Haritha? And then she says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ صَبَرْتُ. If my son Haritha is in Jannah, then I will make sabr. وَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ اِجْتَهَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْبُكَاءِ. And if he is not in Jannah, then I will cry profusely for him. I'll cry bitterly, I'll cry profusely for him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, Ya Umma Haritha, innaha jinanun fil jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses her, O Umma Haritha, that verily there are stages in Jannah. Wa inna ibnaki asaba al-firdaws al-a'la. And your son has achieved the highest level in Jannah. Now, ulama explained, why did she say this? That if he's in Jannah, then I will make sabr, I will be patient. And if he's not in Jannah, then I will cry profusely. In the early days of Islam, and this was a practice from Jahiliyat, from the time of ignorance, when somebody would die, pass away, Like how in many cultures now we see, even up till today, non-Muslim cultures, that they hire professional mourners. They come there and they cry profusely, and they make incite others to cry, and they make a big scene about crying. They think it to be something religious. So initially also in the day, early days of Islam, this mourning was something that was practiced. So this was just after the Battle of Badr. This was the early, very early days of Islam, before this mourning had become forbidden, this type of mourning where you cry and you wail and you make other people cry. This also was practiced from the time of Jahiliyyat in the first early part of Islam. Later on, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Sahaba, explained to the people, that this is not part of Islam where you hire mourners and people come and wail and they cry and they scream. This is not our deen. Yes, a person is allowed to cry, a person is allowed to be sad, but in a very dignified manner. Not in a manner that you hire professional mourners and it's done as though a person is doing it in a very organized fashion. So this was the early days, so she thought to herself that this is her son. If he's in Jannah, then she'll make sabr, and if he's not in Jannah, then she will mourn in this manner that they would normally do, in a very profuse and excessive manner. How fortunate we are. Islam has made things so simple for us. Person passes away and within a few hours he is buried. There's no hiring mourners, there's no big ceremony for the deceased, and there's no extreme expenses. It is so simple, and it brings a closure to the matter so quickly. Day after, the family deals with that patience, but so quickly a closure comes in terms of burying the person. And in other cultures it takes sometimes 1 week, 2 weeks, and so long it takes that agony is prolonged. Mourners are hired, people are crying, people are wailing. How much of pain the family is already going through on the loss, and then they have to go through this whole other procedure. This is the beauty of our deen. Allah Pak has made it so easy, made our nikah so easy also, and made our funerals also so easy. Like that, every aspect of deen is so easy. An Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qal, Ji'a bi abi ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qud muthila bi fawudhi'a bayna yadayhi. Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he mentions that my father's body was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His body was mutilated. فَوُضِعَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, and it was placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the body was brought and it was placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that his father had been martyred in the battle of Uhud. And in this battle of Uhud, like what the kuffar had done is they mutilated many of the Muslims' body. One of the people's bodies also that were mutilated in the Battle of Uhud was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that my father also, his body was mutilated and it was brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَذَهَبْتُ أَكْشِفُ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ فَنَهَانِي قَوْمِي. I was going to open the face. I was going to open the face of my father, and the people stopped me. Naturally, the body is mutilated and you happen to see the body in that condition, it will create a lot of grief and a lot of hurt in the person. So therefore the people stop me. They don't do that. Don't open his face. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this occasion when my father's body was brought there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا زَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُضِلُّهُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا. That the malaika are shading him with their wings. The malaika are continuously shading this body with their wings. Ulama explained what is meant by this. It meant that so many malaika had come to welcome him on that occasion. So many malaika had come around in honor of the rank of the shaheed. That such a high rank, such a high martaba he has got. So many malaika had come. It was as though the malaika was shading him. So the malaika was shading him because of the number of malaika. That's one explanation. Another explanation ulama give is that to protect the body from any type of decomposition, the malaika come and shade it, give it that cool shade so the body doesn't decompose. We know how hot it gets in those lands. So protect that body also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that intizam. We will continue inshallah tomorrow. But this is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a shaheed. That when the shaheed goes away, every person will go there as we did. And when he sees Jannah and he experiences the honor and the glitter, the glamour and the beauty of Jannah, even if he was owning everything of this world, one man was owning every single thing of this world, he also won't wish to come back to the dunya, if it was like that. So can you imagine, there's only one type of person that will wish he could come back, and he will be killed and go back, come back and be killed and go back, come back and be martyred and go back. There's only one person, and that is a shaheed. Because of the honor that he receives at that time, that even when he goes to Jannah and he got so much of benefit, he'll wish he could come back. through that honor that Allah Pa gives a shaheed. So this is no ordinary martaba, this is a very, very great rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.